Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Revised figures from the Commerce Department show that the U.S. economy grew at a 2.9% annual pace in the third quarter and is on track to expand again in the final months of the year, despite growing worries of a recession. The report, however, showed business spending was weak. Investment fell sharply in large structures such as office buildings and oil rigs. The housing market also slumped due to soaring interest rates. Meanwhile, more indications out today that the labor market expansion may be slowing, despite unemployment still being low. Private payrolls rose by 127,000 this month, according to the payroll services firm ADP, the slowest pace of growth since January 2021. And we report exclusively that gay and bisexual men in monogamous relationships would be allowed to donate blood under guidelines being drafted by the Food and Drug Administration. That's according to people familiar with the plans. The change would be a departure from U.S. policy that for many years barred men who have sex with men from donating blood at all. The FDA policy originated in the 1980s during the AIDS epidemic, when tests for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, weren't considered sensitive enough to protect the blood supply. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.